This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Austin.
What's up, you guys? Jeff, Robert, thank you for joining me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man. I got a chance to listen to the new song, Fare Thee Well, several times. I love it. If I could make this observation, it kind of sounds like you took the band's Big Pink House from Woodstock and moved it to Laurel Canyon and recorded it in there. Has kind of a Neil Young vibe to it. I really love it.
Love Neil Young.
It doesn't sound a lot like your earlier stuff. It's really different stuff, and it sounds great.
Well, that's a great compliment to refer to it as Bob Dylan and Neil Young. They're obviously huge influences and on us. Who aren't they influences on?
Right.
Yeah, we've touched upon these acoustic areas over the years, and I think interpreting these songs and writing these songs, I think it was just kind of nice to kind of stay in that area. You know, all the songs that I've written, they start out on acoustic, and I think just to keep them there was something that was really exciting to do. Yeah, the records are all acoustic based.
And what was the catalyst on that when you finally said, let's just do the whole thing acoustic?
Well, I think I mentioned it a long time ago when we started coming up with ideas. I just thought, you know, let's just make a whole record.
Well, the whole thing was supposed to be like five or six songs, and it turned into 10.
It did.
Quickly.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
So the album's called Perdida. I'm saying that right, right?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And that is Spanish for loss, and it's you guys in the press release. It's described as a musical journey through letting go and starting over. And I have to ask if any of these songs touch on Weiland or Chester Bennington, two former members of the group
not
who
really
have passed
specific,
on.
Not specifically, not for me at least. It's for me. It's more of a thought or a memory or a feeling. And we know when you presented with a chord progression and a melody, and you can see where they're taking it. You just kind of, me as a fellow songwriter, I just try to jump on with them and finish the journey together, and just try to stay true to the feeling of what's coming through.
Jeff, was there any adjustment when you guys were recording acoustic to what you usually do on vocals?
Well, I actually stood in the control room this time, so I didn't have to deal with the stupid button, playback, talkback button. That was different and much more enjoyable.
And Will, you guys are going to go on tour. You're going to be here in Boston at the Wilbur Theater on March 1st. And I guess full acoustic performances, there's got to be some kind of adjustment singing for those. I think people will be able to hear you a lot better.
Yeah, I actually have to warm up for acoustic.
Oh, really? You're going to actually practice?
I'm going to do double the work.
Don't get a cold.
Yeah.
No shaking hands, no kissing.
Well, that should be awesome. March 1st is good. That's the beginning of the heavy drinking season here in Boston, because we got St. Patrick's Day and Marathon Monday coming up there, and the home opener for the Red Sox. So
isn't it St. Patrick's month?
Yeah, pretty much. You're actually right there, Robert. Yeah. We celebrate the whole month.
I love that.
And maybe 6 months out of the year, just to be safe. So. But you guys, I read that you guys were maybe live. You'll be performing some older stuff that maybe you've never played before live, or stuff you haven't played in like 20 years. Is that right?
Yeah, I think what happens is you make a list of what you want to try to conquer, especially acoustically, because being on stage acoustically is kind of similar to pulling your pants down. And I think it's a matter of what's going to work and what's not going to work. I think we'll see. We'll get in the room together, and actions speak louder than words. So we'll see what where the action takes us.
If anybody yells Margaritaville, will you have them removed from the venue?
Either that or Freebird.
Or Brown Eyed Girl, something like that.
Brown Eyed Girl. Right. All right. I do like Van Morrison, though.
Yeah, I know. Van Morrison's great, but Brown Eyed Girl, maybe
give it. That song gets to me, too, man. I've heard it one too many thousand times.
Yeah, at a bar in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to put my English degree to the test here. So the album cover is beautiful. It's a bare tree in a winter landscape. It has lost its leaves, but not lost them forever, because the spring will come around, and once again, it'll bloom, and the leaves will come back. And with the album title, Perdida, which, as we said, means loss, but then returning. So does this mean that we are to expect more of this kind of acoustic sound from Stone Temple Pilots moving on?
That was a really deep question.
That was.
I got to use my English degree somehow, man, you know?
I'm flabbergasted at your deepness.
You only had to say that in an English accent to make it better.
That's right. This is an NPR program.
Yeah. You know, I don't know where this is going to take us. You know, I kind of look at it like it's like you said about leaves returning. There is a healing and a return of something. I think it signifies something in there. I don't want to get too deep about it, but
circle of life.
Yeah. Just you know, we'll see where it takes us. See where the journey takes us.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to seeing it live. I'm looking forward very much to hearing the rest of the album. It's Perdida, comes out February 7th. You guys will be here in Boston, Wilbur Theater, on March 1st. And Robert DeLeo, Jeff Gutt, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.